Good morning. From WVIK News in the Quad Cities, I'm Lacey Scarmana on this Tuesday morning, January 9th. The city of Rock Island is turning more and more to public-private partnerships. That's the message Rock Island Mayor Mike Tomes gave during his first ever State of the City address yesterday. Benjamin Payne reports.
A crowd of well over 100 members of the Rotary and Kiwanis Clubs showed up at the Quad City Botanical Center to hear Mayor Tomes' first major speech since he took office last spring. The mayor spent the bulk of his time touting the city's achievements during 2017. Body cameras for police and a double-digit drop in violent crime, to name a couple. But then the time came for dollars and cents. He said the city's gotten some flack for raising property taxes by 9% for this year. But he was quick to add that's not the only way he wants to raise revenue.
Some people think you just raise taxes, and that's not the case so far. A number of departments have been working very hard at trying to save money.
One important way, Tomes said, is public-private partnerships. As an example, he talked about the Parks Department working with a nonprofit to repurpose the old Hauberg Mansion, and also the city working with Genesis Health System to build a wellness center, which he says saved taxpayers over $170,000.
The city is very financially stable. We pay all the bills. Bond payments are getting paid. We have cash on hand, and so that part is very positive.
As for the negative, Tomes said state budget cuts are to blame for Rock Island's recent property tax increase. And then there's the city's image problem. He urged business leaders in the audience to reach out to their networks and encourage them to open shop in the city.
We need to be able to talk positive and work with those and encourage people to live here, start here, their business, and grow.
Grow small businesses especially, he said, not necessarily big box retailers, which the city has struggled to attract. I'm Benjamin Payne.
Iowa lawmakers returned to the State House Monday for their 2018 legislative session, with majority Republicans promising tax cuts and other measures they say will stimulate the economy. Republican leaders also say by the session's end they want to see improvements in Iowa's new privately managed Medicaid system. Governor Reynolds Monday commented on a new report showing the savings to the state from privatizing Medicaid has fallen far short of projections. She wouldn't say how much money the state should eventually save by turning over Medicaid to for-profit companies.
I'm not going to say that right now because we're still in the process of analyzing the system. And, you know, that's when you get in trouble, when you haven't done the due diligence. It wouldn't be, I don't think, in the program's best interest for me to start throwing out numbers.
Governor Reynolds will deliver her first condition of the state address today before a joint session of the Iowa House and Senate. Arconic plans to freeze pension plan contributions for U.S. workers and instead make contributions to a 401k plan for them. The company says the freeze only applies to the accrual of benefits for about 7,900 salaried employees plus hourly employees who are not members of a union. Retirees who are already collecting benefits will not be affected. Arconic employee benefits accrued through the end of March will still be available upon retirement. The new policy goes into effect in April. One of the newest members of the Scott County Board has become its leader. Tony Kenobi was elected chair last week during the board's organizational meeting for 2018. He won a seat in the fall of 2016 and was sworn in just a year ago.
The advice I've gotten from mentors over the years is, you know, any organization you join, don't join it just to sit in the chair and watch life go by. Join it to make a difference. And one way to make a difference is to rise to a leadership role in one fashion or another.
Now that he's retired from a career in banking, Kenobi says he has the time to help oversee 600 county employees and an $80 million budget. I'm Lacey Scarmana, WVIK News.